Governor's Workshop focuses on energy demand collaboration, written by Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. Phoenix, Arizona. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs and panelists discussed efforts to meet rising energy demand at a Western Governors Association workshop, with some noting opportunities and challenges navigating state-level permitting and regulation. Hobbs delivered the keynote at the association's two-day workshop, Energy Superabundance: Unlocking Prosperity in the West, December 17. The governor said while innovation in chip manufacturing and artificial intelligence is booming in the U.S., more energy is needed to support those efforts. Hobbs touted recent Arizona initiatives, including a $15.6 million investment for grid resiliency projects and an executive order to streamline energy development. She urged Western states to collaborate, saying, "The fact is that America's energy future runs through Arizona and other Western states. We stand on the frontier of energy innovation and generation, and our collective power has the ability to support and promote American advancement for generations." In a separate panel on the relationship between energy and economic development, Jake Dubs, lead advisor for external affairs and tribal relations at SPP, discussed increasing electricity demand and the need for regional cooperation to bring new generation online more quickly. SPP projects an increase of almost 35% in electricity demand by 2030, according to Dubs. "The West requires so much attention, and it requires a lot of different groups coming together," Dubs said. "And I think that's one thing that we are really working hard towards at SPP, making sure that all the different groups, unique perspectives, are coming together to talk." He said SPP's RTO expansion and development of the day-ahead market, Markets Plus, are part of efforts to increase partnerships in the West and take advantage of the region's resources. "Navigating state agencies remains a challenge for developers," said Ashley Bunch, manager of government relations and stakeholder engagement at Blue Earth Renewables. "Some places like Arizona are easier to navigate because agencies are aligned and understand what our goal is," Bunch said. "And they really are all kind of working together. We sometimes see in other states that a game and fish department may not be as on board as, say, another state land entity, and it makes things more difficult. If the state agencies can come together and put forth the guidelines very clearly, that would be very helpful to us. And I do think Arizona does a very good job of that." "Long interconnection queues also pose obstacles to new generation," said Chris Pasters, economic development director in Navajo County. "Developers and large energy users look for favorable governments that have pathways for development," Pasters said. "Expanding the use of private land is one part of the solution," he noted. "That's one thing that we've done in Navajo County to promote the private landowners' utilization of their lands, their resources," Pasters said. "The agreements between private landowners and developers must ensure that local communities reap the benefits from new projects," he added. "Policymakers can really help with that speed of development by finding your areas where there is a pathway for private land development," Pasters argued. "But also supporting those private elected officials who are negotiating those deals locally to make sure that those benefits are retained into the future for their community."